It's time now to get the hell out of your life. A weekly broadcast with real people, sharing real struggles and offering real hope. Today's show will encourage, inspire, and empower you to face life's challenges with a bold confidence and renewed hope. Now, let's join our host, Ron Myers, the promoter.
Hello, my friends. It is so good to be with you today. Have you ever done a lot of bad things in life? I think all of us, at some time, if we're honest, we've done things that we're not proud of. That's just life. But do we want to stay the way we are, or do we look for somebody named Jesus? That's the defining moment in our life, the pivotal moment in our life. But there's also a part of us that says, oh, God could never forgive me for the things that I've done. How could anybody forgive me? But that's the beautiful thing about this program, Get the Hell Out of Your Life. I interview hundreds of people that did some pretty bad things, and today they are free to become everything that God created them to be. And I share those stories with you to encourage you that it doesn't matter where you are in life. It's never too late for a new beginning. Today's story is from Tommy Letson. Now, Tommy was really a bad guy. You'll hear his story of drugs, prison. It wasn't until he was 60 years old that he came to a relationship with Jesus. But the thing you will hear in this story is how God connected with him right in the middle of his drug escapades, his dealing. But he ran from God instead of running to God. So today, I think you will really enjoy hearing Tommy's story. And I want you to think about this as you listen. It doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done. Today is a new day for you to get the hell out of your life and walk in freedom, just like Tommy Letson is today. Tommy, welcome to the program. So good to have you. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored in spite of myself. It just beats all I've ever seen.
Amen. Yeah. So, hey, so before you tell your story, is God good?
He is gooder than good.
He's gooder than good.
All I've ever seen.
Well, before you knew God was good, you were running with the devil. You were in his playground. You were in his toy box. You were all over the place. Tell the listeners a little bit about who Tommy Letson was.
Well, I have to use that word was in there because I'm no longer. And it's not by anything that I done. It's all that he did in my life. I started doing drugs and drinking alcohol when I was 13 years old. I started at that time looking for something. I was trying to feel something inside of me just to change the way I thought. I would be mad at my mom and I'd be mad with my dad. And my dad and mom had got that divorce when my sister and I were real young. So I started looking for other things. I ran around with a lot of people that were a lot older than myself because I was always pretty large for my age as far as height goes. And so I just kind of fell in with the wrong crowd. We would camp out at night when we was kids, and we would go to the bootleggers and we'd get stuff to drink. And then pot came into my life, and you couldn't really smell it on my breath and stuff. And so I went to using marijuana at that time. Well, then as I got older, I got into some people down in, my dad lived in South Florida. My mother lived in Conyers, Georgia. And I would get mad at my mom and go live with my dad. So when I went to South Florida, I just followed the same kind of people that I was following up in Georgia. That's where all the stuff was coming from. And I met a lot of important people down there that were bringing stuff in and around. So I just fell right in with it. It humbles me today that I'm not that person anymore, that God had transformed me. I was 60 years old when I found this man called Jesus. Jesus spoke to me in a club in South Beach, Miami. We had just done one of the largest dope deals that I had ever been a part of, and everything went real smooth. The drivers were on time. The money was right. The wait was a little over. Everything went so perfect that I thought it was a bust, but it wasn't. So after it was all went done and done, we went to this club. A buddy of mine had a club there, and we were doing drugs and stuff right off the table. Now, I had heard of God, but I wanted no part of him because I was running from him and didn't even realize it until I really met the real Jesus. The God that I knew was sitting up on a cloud with a spear and was waiting for me to mess up and hit, and then bam, he was, you know, he was going to take me out. That's what I thought it was, but it really wasn't. When we was doing the drugs and stuff and the alcohol in this club, band was playing, the music was blasting, everybody was coming by the table, and I was everybody's friend because I had the dope on the table. And I heard this voice. I really call it a hum. I can't really say it was a voice, but it was a voice. It was, you know, words. I never experienced anything like it. And I heard it, and it said, "I love you." And when I heard that, I just started like, what was that? And so the two girls that I was with at the table with me at that time, I said, "Did you hear that?" And so they were laughing and drinking and doing the things that you do in a club. And they said, "How can you hear anything in here with all this commotion, the band playing, lights flashing, people dancing, hooping and hollering?" And I said, I done me another line of cocaine and done me another shot of schnapps. And a few minutes later, ever how long it was between that time, I heard that voice again, and it said, "I love you." That hum and I didn't say a word. I just kind of pushed back from the table, and Jen said to me, she said, "Tommy, are you okay? Are you all right? Your whole composure is changing." And I said, "You didn't hear that." She said, "Tommy, are you hearing voices?" She said, "It might be a word from the Lord, and God forgive me for this, but I said, I am the Lord. I need nobody else. God is for weak people. He don't exist. It's not real." She said, "Tommy, slow down. You've done enough." So I'd done another line of cocaine and done another shot of schnapps. And a few minutes after that, ever how long it was from the other two times that I had heard that voice, I heard that voice again. And that voice, small, still, just, it was louder than anything in there, but softer. So I couldn't understand it. And it said, "I love you" again. And so she looked at me and she said, "Tommy, you hold composure. You're scaring me." And I said, "Okay, God, if this is a word from the Lord, let me know how I hear your voice in all this calamity." And that same voice that those other three times, counting that time, said, "Joseph, my name is Joseph Thomas." He said, "Joseph, when you hear the world, you hear the world from the outside in through your ears. When I speak to you, you hear me with your heart from the inside out." I said, "Oh my God, this dude is real. What am I going to do now? Now I'm going to be held accountable for all this stuff that I've been doing." And I knew it. I just knew it. I could tell it in the inner fiber of myself. And Jen said, Tommy, since you said, "Y'all come over here and help me get, we got to get him out of here. Something's happening to him. Look at him."
So you,
and so
you,
I ran.
You ran from God. Your party was about to change. And
it was. And I did. I was on steroids from then on after. I mean, I was, I had been to jail several times during this voyage up to this point in my life and been to prison a couple of times. But when I got on these steroids and just started just going, sure enough, crazy.
Tommy, when you say steroids, what do you mean? Real steroids? You were taking steroids?
No, real. I mean, I was just wide open like I was on steroids because I went into more sin than I had ever been in my life. And I knew I was running from God. And I figured if I could put enough dope and enough alcohol and enough women in that hole, whatever was missing inside of me, that I was trying to fill it with all this stuff. And so I went at it doing more dope than I'd ever done.
Wow.
Drinking more than I'd ever drank. More women than I'd ever had. Because I was everybody's friend because I had the dope.
So, Tommy, we've got to take a break. And when we come back, we want to continue with that. But then we want to hear about your escapades in prison and the life sentence. So we're going to take a break. And listeners, I'll be back with Tommy Letson in just a minute.
You're listening to Get the Hell Out of Your Life with your host, Ron Myers. Real stories, real struggles, and real hope.
His name is Willie Ames. He's a pretty imperfect guy. He sometimes doesn't change the oil in his car on time. He hasn't gotten around to fix the toaster his wife asked him to fix 2 months ago. He even missed church a few Sundays ago to play golf. An ordinary, imperfect guy, that Willie Ames. But despite his imperfections, he's got something really going for him. The guy loves God a lot. He loves to study the Word, he loves his family, and he loves to praise the Lord. Boy, does he love to praise the Lord. It goes to show that God isn't looking for perfect people to follow him. He just needs people who love him with all their heart. Someone who has a heart for God is more pleasing to God than someone who looks squeaky clean but has no real passion for God. The Bible says that love covers a multitude of sins. So get the love part down. God can cover all the other little imperfections.
What's your story? We're looking for stories of hope and overcoming life's struggles with God's grace. Your story validates God's love, mercy, restoration, and forgiveness. We want to help you share your story with the world. Visit our website, thepromoter.org, and click on the Share Your Story link and submit your story. Your testimony of God's amazing grace will change a person's destiny for eternity.
When I found healing from my wounded heart, I found mercy in your open arms. I found freedom when you set me free. I found myself when you found me. When you found me.
Listeners, welcome back. On the phone with me is Tommy Letson, a man that was on a wild train of drugs, cocaine, everything. Heard the voice of God, but instead of running to God, he ran from God. And Tommy, before the break, you were just saying that you were just about ready to go to prison. Now, what did you go to prison for the one where you got the life sentence with 25 years added to it?
I got that sentence because I had multiple trafficking charges and smuggling charges that I had. I was buying and selling drugs and just doing all kinds of stuff. Well, they told me if I pled guilty, that they would give me a life sentence. They said if I pled not guilty, they was going to give me life in 25. So what's the difference? You know, so I went to a jury trial. I got found guilty. I was guilty. And I went to prison. And when I got to prison, I just was doing the same thing in prison that I was doing on the streets, pretty much. But it was just a different situations and stuff. I got in there, and Georgia prison system, then they stopped you from smoking. You couldn't smoke cigarettes in there anymore. And so you could make more money selling tobacco than you could drugs, really, you know, because old people in there with life sentences and stuff, which I was in all level 5 camps. All they had to do was drink coffee and smoke cigarettes. That's what they live for. So I just fell into that. Well, I had got in trouble for selling tobacco and stuff and fighting, and I had got put into the hole. I was in the hole, and a guy had got locked up that was selling the tobacco for me in the prison. And so I was mad at him. They put him in the cell next to me, and I was fussing at him. And so I drawed back, and I kicked the Bible. And when I kicked the Bible, it hit the wall, and it opened up. And I was using the pages of the Bible to roll up cigarettes. God forgive me.
Wait just a minute. I'm going to get this. I get this straight. You were taking the pages of the Bible and using that as rolling paper. And so you were smoking the Word of God.
I was smoking the Word of God in a literal sense. But and this is what's so amazing about this. I call this my transitional scripture because this is where my walk with the Lord really started. When I kicked that Bible and it went to the wall, and it bounced back, and it opened up to the book of Romans, Romans 8:18, and it's King James Version. And the King James Version, Romans 8:18, and I just looked at the book, and it was like it just opened up, and the pages flipped, like it just, you know, something moved it. And when I looked down, the first thing that I saw was Romans 8, and then Romans 8:18, and it said, "For I reckon." And that word reckon just blew off the page like panoramic, like sitting in a theater, like reckon. And I was like, what in the world? And I rubbed my eyes and I looked at it again and it said, "For I reckon." And the word reckon just blew off the page again. I said, "Oh Lord, I'm having flashbacks. I'm losing my mind. You know, I'm going crazy. What is going on?" And so it threw me like into a self inventory of my life. And I remembered that word reckon. My mother, like I said, my mom and dad got a divorce early in my life and stuff. And so my grandmother did most of the raising, you know, when I was at home in Conyers, Georgia. And all of a sudden, when I, that word reckon, I remember when I was a small, small child, she'd say, I reckon you better get in this yard, boy. Or I reckon you better clean your room. Or I reckon you better go cut me a switch, which I heard a lot of that back in my younger days.
So that word reckon brought something to you, and you felt
exactly.
God, he was coming. So was this the point then you finally surrendered to God?
That's when I started surrendering. The scripture says, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Wow.
And I thought, oh my goodness, you know, and I spoke this now. I said, oh my goodness, I'm speaking this out loud in the hole. And I said, what if I called my grandmother, Mama Jack, and, friends called her Jack, and her real name was Nettie Young, but they called her Jack. So I called her Mama Jack. I said, what if Mama Jack knew all the horrible things that I have done and where I was at?
Wow.
And that same voice that I heard way back then in South Florida, sitting in that club that I was running from, said, she does.
Wow. So here you
and
are.
That,
and Tommy, that was, what, 6 years ago, 7 years ago?
It was, yes.
And we're running short on time, so we want to tell listeners right now, tell listeners, what's life been like for you now that you are free and you are living your destiny? What's your life like?
Everything that was upside down is right side up. I thought everything that was upside down was right then, but then once the Lord came into my life, when I got out of prison, I went straight back into that same lifestyle. The last 2 years that I was in prison, I got a reduced sentence. They lowered it down to 60, and I got to make parole. They turned around, and my mother died. My daddy died. An uncle who was just like my daddy died. My sister, half-sister Susan, overdosed and died. And my wife got killed coming to see me in prison on visitation day. So a drunk driver hit her head on and killed her. And so when I got out of prison, I had nothing. I had nobody. I didn't know what to do. This God thing was in me. I was still in peace, and I was wanting to search him out. But I got out and started doing the same thing again. And then all of a sudden, I call it a ping, a light come on or something. And I said, I'm on parole for the rest of my life now. If I get caught, and I will get caught eventually, then I'm going to spend the rest of my life without the possibility of parole if I ever go back to prison for this stuff again. So I went into a place called Seven Springs Ministry, which was a rehab here. And I got banned from the state of Georgia. And one of the conditions of my parole was that I would leave the state of Georgia and not return, which all that's been redone now. I can go back there now, believe it or not, God. Praise Jesus for that. Turned around and went in there, and it was a year program. So I went through the year program. I graduated. They asked me to stay on staff, and I became staff. Stayed there for a couple of years after that, and then left there and went with a company called Self Recovery, picking people up and carrying them to detox. And when we would carry them there to detox 5 to 9 days, and if they wanted to go into aftercare, we would help them get into aftercare. I did that for a year. And then now I'm at a place called Our Father's Arms, Bob McLeod's place here in Jacksonville, Alabama, and working with recovering addicts.
Wow. Is there redemption there for anyone that has done bad things in their life? Can God still use them?
God can use them. We, through much suffering, we enter in. He takes all that garbage. In Revelations 12 and 11, it says, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony is how they
Amen.
Overcome. It takes the broken to lead the broken to confound the wise. Been there, done that, got a T-shirt. God is real. God is love. And I'm happy.
You are happy. You are a happy camper. One last thing before I let you go. How do you get the hell out of your life?
How do you get the hell out of your life? You trust in him. You read your word. And you let him love the hell right out of you.
So well put. Tommy Letson, thank you for taking some time and sharing your story with us today. God bless your brother. And we'll have to come back and do a follow-up because your story is absolutely fascinating. Thank you, brother.
I appreciate y'all so much. I'm humbled at the opportunity to share my story.
Friends, up next is my monologue, Escape Your Life.
You're listening to Get the Hell Out of Your Life with your host, Ron Myers. Real stories, real struggles, and real hope.
Today's refreshing word is found in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
This is scary.
Hey, look who I ran into, folks. Nancy Stafford from Matlock. Hey. And I'm going to ask her, Nancy, how do you get the hell out of your life?
That's a very good question. We all need to get the hell out of our life. And it really starts with our self-talk. It starts with getting the whispers and the lies of the enemy of our soul out of our minds, refreshing and renewing our minds like Paul talks about over and over again. He says, take our thoughts captive and renew our minds with the truth. So in my view, it's achieved by getting rid of the lies that we believe that sometimes we've grown up with and they've just become second nature to us. Replace those lies. It's not enough just to get rid of the lies. We have to replace them with the truth of what God says in His Word. And if we do that over and over every day, we just get deeper and deeper and deeper into truth. The lies don't have any room anymore.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Escape your life. That's what I want to take a few minutes and talk to you about. Have you seen the commercials where I believe it's Sandals Resorts? And it's just beautiful. You're escaping the noise of the world and relaxing on the beach, lawn chair, a little tropical drink, and your partner, and you're smiling, and dinner, and you say, I want to go there. I want to go there. And it works. Their marketing makes you want to go there and book a trip. But sometimes in life, we can't just get up and go somewhere. We need something today. We want to escape today. We want to escape the bad news, all the craziness in this world, the judgment and the condemnation of other people. We want to escape. I had to do that over 20-some years ago. I got so tired of hearing everybody tell me what I needed to do. I needed to listen to this person and listen to that person. Well, guess what? I had to bypass them because I had some serious hell in my life. And the only one that was going to take that hell out was Jesus. So I made a commitment over 23 years ago to pursue Jesus with all my heart, mind, and soul. No, it's not a denomination. It's not a church building. I needed to bypass every person out there. I needed to know, okay, is Jesus real? And if he's real, I want to know everything I can about Jesus. And the most important thing that I wanted to know is, why am I here? What is my purpose? Because if Jesus is everything he says he is, and I absolutely believe with my whole heart, mind, and soul, he will take us on a journey and a ride that's full of love, peace, joy. There's no judgment. There's no condemnations. There's the forgiveness of all of our sins, past, present, and future. He gives us the freedom. We're liberated to become everything that he created us to become. Now, where can you go in life to experience that? You can't. You have to escape your life and be stranded on the desert island with Jesus. That's the mindset you have to have, because nobody knows your hurts. Nobody knows your pains. How many things do you keep quiet? You don't tell anybody about, but you take them to bed, you sleep with them, you have tears, and you just wonder, does anybody know me? Yes, Jesus knows you, and he wants to begin that escape to the island of paradise, the island of his peace and promises, no judgment, no condemnation. It's just encouragement. And when you let that hell out of your life and you bathe in the finished works of Jesus Christ, guess what, friends? You begin growing your mind, your potential increases, your work productivity increases. You're smiling again, you're laughing again. You actually can look at the world falling apart in front of you and say, thank God I have Jesus. Jesus is the great escape artist. I need Jesus. He helps me escape all the nonsense. And I don't care what people tell me. If it doesn't come from Jesus, I'm not listening to him. I may listen to him, but, you know, I just say, okay, thank you. But you know what?
I'm doing fine right now with Jesus. So today, I want to encourage you. If you're tired of being tired, then it's time for you to escape on the island of peace, purpose, and destiny with Jesus.
Ron will be back in a moment to wrap up today's conversation. Did you know what Ron did before he discovered his destiny? He was a promoter of secular entertainment, and by his own admission, he promoted anything he could make a buck at. At the pinnacle of his success, he walked away from it all so he could follow Jesus and discover his God-given destiny. That was over 20 years ago, and he has never looked back. Today, he's an inspirational speaker on a mission to empower individuals just like you to discover their God-given destiny. Ron put his story in a novel entitled The Promoter, and he wants to give you a copy.
My story is proof positive that God's plan for you and I is greater than all of our mistakes.
Here's what a few readers have said. I could not put it down. I cried, giggled, gasped, and laughed out loud. Ron has written a novel and self-help book all in one. This book is a message of hope. To request your free copy of Ron's novel, The Promoter, visit our website at thepromoter.org. Now, back to Ron.
Well, friends, my time is up, and I want to encourage someone out there that has a story to share. Go to my website, thepromoter.org, and fill out the Share Your Story form. Friends, I want to remind you that God has created you with specific talents, skills, and abilities. And when you escape on that island with Jesus, you'll see those talents, skills, and abilities grow. They will increase. You'll increase your potential. This is the greatest time to be alive. Now, you're going to have to buck a lot of traditions. You're going to have to change the way you see things. You don't always have to do the same things that you have been doing. Sometimes you have to break that tradition and become empowered by the power of Jesus Christ. Until next week, this is Ron Myers reminding you, I love you, God loves you, and it's time to get the hell out of your life.
Get the Hell Out of Your Life is produced by Ron Myers Productions and is underwritten by the Christmas City Gift Show. We invite you to come shop with over 260 vendors from all over the United States, November 10th through the 12th, inside the Coast Convention Center, located on the beach in Biloxi, Mississippi. You can find more information at ChristmasCityGiftShow.com. If you would like to share your story of God's amazing grace or listen to previous episodes, please visit our website, thepromoter.org. Join us next week for another episode of Get the Hell Out of Your Life. Real stories, real struggles, and real hope.